Good evening, friends and neighbors, and welcome back to the Hobbit Hole. Sorry for posting so soon after my last boo, but, I have really begun to realize that I'm lacking in motivation in a certain department, and I would love your ideas and your responses if you'd be kind enough to respond, and if you're feeling so inclined. Let me first of all give you a bit of backstory. The other day, I listened to one of Melanie Akpotu's boos in which she and her husband were walking to their local co-op. Now, she was saying in this boo that she wanted to give both herself and her guide dog some exercise because neither of them gets as much as they should. I hope it's okay for me to mention this, by the way. I do so because I'm actually very grateful to Melanie for posting this boo. Even though it has nothing to do with me, it really made me stop and take stock of my own situation. So this is in no way meant as a criticism of Melanie. Melanie was saying that she is bloody unfit, to use her own words. I would not say that of her at all. And that she gets puffed out and really tired after walking only a fairly short distance. Now, as I listened to this boo, I didn't hear any indication of that at all. I didn't hear any breathing difficulties or labored speech or anything like that. So I thought to myself, gosh, if Melanie's bloody unfit, then I must be ridiculously so. Because if I walk even a block or two, I end up sounding like a bloody steam train. Now, Melanie has a few years on me, and she's also got some very serious health problems. So really, in comparison, I don't have as many excuses. I do have some reasons for being as out of shape as I am, but I think it's mostly that I'm lacking motivation. Now, part of the problem, and I realize this may be construed as excuse-making, but here we go anyway. Part of the problem is I find it's difficult as a blind person to get a proper amount of exercise because I don't have the same options as my sighted peers. For example, I just can't walk to the local gym and use the machines there because they're not accessible and there's no one to render assistance. Now, there is a pool about 4 blocks from here, and I used to go swim there before I started having seizures, but I don't want to go there by myself either now, because there is the possibility that I could have a seizure while I'm in the pool. Now, I don't have grand mals, I don't convulse and lose consciousness and fall down, but what happens with me is that I lose my ability to be coherent and to articulate myself properly. I stutter, I stammer, I get stuck on syllables, I repeat myself, and there are times when I can't get words to come out at all. So I can't even tell someone that I'm having a seizure during those times. So it would be awfully difficult to find someone and explain what's going on in a situation like that. Now, if it's only a small seizure and it only lasts for, 30 seconds or so, then I'm probably fine. But if it's a longer one, and I've had some doozies, I've had some that last for hours, then I'm in big trouble because they leave me feeling really tired and headachy and disoriented. That's why I dare not go swimming by myself. And there's really nobody to go with because, like, people that I know work during the day or they live farther away. Like, there's my friend Kim. We could possibly exercise together, but officially, she lives in a different town. They've been amalgamated, so I guess it's all one now, but really, we still consider it a different town. Now, to get there by car from here, it only takes 15 minutes. But I am, of course, lacking a vehicle and the ability to drive. And to get there by bus, it takes like an hour and a half. So it's a real pain. If we lived closer together, we might be able to get together and exercise that way and motivate each other. But because we don't live that close together, it's not that easy to do. Also, I must say in my own defense here that I also have some health problems that do make exercising a little difficult. I can still do it though, so really, I don't have that much of an excuse. But I do have an adrenal gland insufficiency. It's all caused by an immunodeficiency that I have. And also I have hypothyroidism, which means low thyroid activity. So between those two things, I have very little energy at times, and I get tired really easily. But the thing is, I think if I were to exercise more often, I could build up my endurance and my strength. But, you know, because of all these problems, I really haven't felt motivated. And it was Melanie's boo that made me realize, my goodness, if she's unfit, then what am I? You know? And so I really had to stop and analyze my situation, and I think self-analysis can be really helpful at times. So here's what I'm thinking, and I would really welcome your responses. I could start a blog and go for a walk every day and describe in my blog where I went and what I did. But then I thought to myself, you know, not a bad idea, but it might not be enough to really motivate me, because it would be easy to just write in the blog, oh, I didn't actually go anywhere today and I didn't do anything. It would be easy to make excuses, put it that way, and just decide not to do something. So what I was thinking of instead is actually going for a walk every day and posting a boo of that walk. So then the physical evidence that I actually did it would be there. That walk would be on Audioboom and there would be a record of it. And that might be enough to get me motivated, because if I didn't go for that walk, then you folks could give me hell. And you would know I didn't go. Now, having said that, if it would really annoy you to see Gwentlian's walks every day in your timeline of posts, then I won't do that, because I don't want to be the source of annoyance or irritation. But I was thinking that might just be enough to get me out and motivated and to do something. I wouldn't necessarily even have to go far afield, like if it's really snowy as it is now. Right now it's crazy snowy out there because we've just had a snowstorm. But even if I went around the block a couple times or something, you know, it would be enough to get me out and going. And like I said, I thought that if I posted it, I know it would be boring as I'll get out probably, but if I posted it, that would be the physical evidence that I actually got out and did it. So please do let me know what you think if you're so inclined. And thank you for listening.